This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
All right, Ash, what's going on?
All right, Emma.
All right,
what's the story?
We're very much in EP planning mode. We're probably a bit insufferable, but I'm kind of up to 90 with it. I think it's because of maybe excitement.
Maybe just like a little thing called like being really excited.
Maybe that's what's going on, because it's all I can think about is what I need to do for Electric Picnic. At the moment, my sitting room, I've taken over a third of it with laying out what I need.
I think it's funny that we both like started to get on it yesterday.
Night. I don't know what it was.
Yeah. I got everything down from the attic. And you see, the reason why is because I'm in tonight. I'm not doing anything. I actually have nothing on today. So I'm going to get all my bits done. And then I'm out Wednesday night and Thursday night.
Well, you see, that's what I'm thinking as well. I do have plans Wednesday and Thursday night.
Which is a terrible run up to EP.
Yeah. No, I've nothing too crazy on. I'm a very slow packer. I'm learning. Yeah. And I was saying to my friend the other day, I can't wait for September just to actually sit in my house and enjoy my rent.
Yeah.
Any plans for the weekend? Enjoying the fact I pay scandalous rent. That's my fucking plan. I'm not leaving the vicinity of this house apart from going to the park for weeks. It's been brilliant. It's just been a mental few weeks. And I feel like everything I've done over the last few weeks has included packing.
Yes.
Packing to go here, packing to go for a festival.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I emptied my altogether now rucksack.
Oh, God.
Which
was 2 weeks ago.
Any dirty washing or anything?
Well, it was a week and a couple of days. Actually, not that bad.
Any dirty washing came out of it immediately.
Of course.
I put that away separately and I just put it into a little... Like, I did actually do my washing down there, feeling like, that's my wash bag. So there was nothing filthy in it or anything, but I still just hadn't done it.
Yeah.
Sorry. I sound like I am moaning, but it's just like... I'm just so sick of packing.
But the summer is like that for a lot of people.
Packing. Yeah.
So yeah, I'm excited as well. I'm kind of nesting as well in September.
Yeah, not nesting. I might do dry September. I'm thinking about it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
I'm thinking. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I got like a little detox in September.
I actually know somebody who's doing a dry September. But
my friend Claire,
he's due a baby in October, so that's probably part of it.
Maybe so. My friend Claire actually inspired me on this. She often does a dry September after
really?
The summer. Yeah, and every year. She's like, no, sorry, I can't do that dry September.
And actually, you can do it this year because EP is on in August.
Exactly. So you could actually make the month.
And we'd be damned if we had Coldplay tickets. That expression doesn't make sense. We don't have Coldplay tickets.
We don't have Coldplay tickets.
But I would happily go to Coldplay sober.
I wouldn't give a shit about not drinking a Coldplay. Yeah. Like, I'd think I'd be so excited for Coldplay I might get myself some Tang Fast Sticks or something.
Yeah.
Eating my jellies on the loose.
Yeah.
Pausing with life. That would be the extent of it for me and I'd be perfectly content.
It would.
Ready to go. It's showtime.
Are you guys ready to turn this up?
Check.
Let's go.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Hello, welcome to Tuesday, 13th of August. What's the crack?
All right, back. Tuesday, awesome.
Ash.
Called manifesting.
You'll be glad to know I didn't destroy where you are potentially staying with me at the weekend last night.
Oh.
We're off to Electric Picnic on Friday.
Woo-hoo.
The good old tent of mine is coming out again.
Yeah.
Dusted off the cobwebs last night, took it out of the shed.
Brilliant.
Hasn't seen the light of day in 12 months.
So you're airing it out for us.
And I wanted to air it out. And to say that I had the washing machine on with the bits in and then went, maybe I should Google this.
Oh my God, I wish this was visual. My face just dropped. Did you put the tent in the washing machine?
I had the entire tent in the washing machine.
Emma.
And then I went, maybe before I press start, I should just check this out, just to be sure,
to be sure.
I wanted the whole tent smelling like Febreze, smelling beautiful.
Mad.
And you'll be glad to know that I did take it back out and just deal with literally Febrezing it and leave it out all night, because the advice is to absolutely under no circumstances put your tent in the washing machine. Who was to know?
How did you even fit it in there? Was it all rolled up?
It was all rolled up, yeah. I thought, oh, this will be lovely now. Ash and me sleeping in all these lovely aromas.
The tent would probably come out the size of a tent for a mouse. I feel like it would completely shrink a tent.
Like completely combust.
Completely.
Yeah.
Or just literally melt the like whatever it's made of.
Yeah. So look, I did my best for you. I was trying to treat you like the royalty.
Oh,
I think
you
are.
Thank you so much.
But unfortunately, it smells like poo. And that's kind of all we can do with the situation.
Like after about 20 minutes, it's going to smell that way anyway. So
yeah,
I really don't care.
That's true.
We won't be spending too long there.
But we still have somewhere to stay at the weekend, so we're laughing.
That's fantastic. Okay. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave
Aisling.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Post Malone, Morgan Wallen, and I had some help. You're listening to Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Just gone 10 past 7. Hope all is good this morning.
Good morning.
Dublin Horror Show getting underway tomorrow, I believe, across the weekend. Always a great day out. Haven't been to a Dublin Horror Show since I was a child.
And me neither.
Obviously, when I was a child, that was like my whole life because I was hashtag horse girl and all I wanted to think about was rosettes and ponies and fetlocks and things.
Yeah, the rosettes. Did you have loads of rosettes?
I had loads of rosettes.
Oh, you little freak.
I had no trophies.
She was a freak for a rosette.
I was a loser for a rosette. The red one was the best. That's first place.
Oh, is it?
And a few of them.
Rosettes are stunning.
They're beautiful looking
things. I had rosettes for the write a book competition.
Oh, did you know?
So yeah, look, I can't talk.
Wait now, there was a write a book competition where they gave you rosettes.
Yeah, it must have been just a Kildare thing. You had to write a book in primary school.
No,
they did it every year.
I'm more interested in the rosette.
Yeah, you won a rosette.
That's cool. How long was the book you were forced to write?
Four pages.
Okay, I got you. So I'm heading along tomorrow with the pal of mine who wouldn't be into horses at all and would have no experience on this. And I'm really looking forward to it because hashtag horse girl and all that.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering, I suppose, because I have all the lingo still in the back of my mind from when I was hashtag horse girl, and because I realise that some of them do sound a little bit dodgy.
Right.
Should I, excuse the pun, rein it in?
Oh, very good.
Or just
I
go
got
for
that
it,
one.
You know? Would you, and would it be lost in translation?
Okay.
Do you understand what a canter is?
Do I know what a canter is?
I was going to test you as a non-horse person.
It's a Jerry Cinnamon song.
Right, very good.
And it's also when you go very fast on a horse.
Cool, yeah.
Canter faster than a gallop.
Wouldn't be. Gallop would be the fastest.
Gallop be top tier. Okay,
gallop canter would be the sprint. The
I've never gotten beyond a trot.
Okay, well, canter's actually nicer, but anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, if you ever want to try it again.
It feels nicer.
Yeah, it does. It's not as crazy.
Yeah, okay.
Would you know what a filly is?
I do not know what a filly is.
You don't know what a filly is?
No, that's filly cheesesteak. Is that their horse's favourite food?
Chips. beef. Or not beef. What would you have a fillet of?
Yeah, fillet of
steak. That's a young female horse, okay?
A filly. Mm. Oh, nice.
What if I started talking about the different girths?
Ooh. I'd say it is 7:13 and I'm going to stop you there.
A girth is the thing that holds the saddle on that goes under their belly. Right,
no
that's
way.
Called the girth.
A girth.
What about hock? I was talking about hocking.
Hock to it.
No, you. That's at the bottom of the hind leg. A sulky?
A sulky? Mm. That are they those little horses? Slightly smaller horses?
That's a cart that would hold one person.
Oh, that's the cart.
A cart,
oh my
yeah.
God, you know when people talk about the sulkies?
Did you always think about something else?
I thought it was a smaller horse. But it's actually the cart attached to them. Okay.
One that would only fit one human and one horse, yeah.
Okay.
What about a breastplate?
Ooh.
Sounds a bit raunchy,
yeah,
doesn't
it? Spicy. I don't know, something goes along their bottom area. As in under their underside.
Mm, where do you think a horse's boobs are?
Yeah, like where a cow's udder might be.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Slightly
well
more
done,
forward.
Well done. Yeah, very good, very good.
Damn it! When you miss your jump.
That is a horse or a pony mare who's a mam.
A dam?
A dam.
Oh, yeah. That's mad.
Yeah. What about this one of my favourite horse terms? A numna.
A numna.
It does sound like a great insult, doesn't it? Oh, she's some numna, that one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Doesn't it?
It also sounds like a word we'd use when we don't want to say the word sex. Or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Numna. A numna is the soft kind of saddle-shaped pillow-esque thing that goes under the saddle and onto the back.
God, there's a lot going on, isn't there?
And finally, if I was to say, I think I'm going to go out today and ride bareback.
I'm a noted. I'd say you keep that to yourself, darling.
And mind your own business. That means riding a horse with no saddle whatsoever.
Scary.
It is pretty scary.
Bring for your legs.
Cool, well listen, thanks for the intel.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
No. Scissors, Kill Bill, you're with Emma, Dave and Aisling. After 8 o'clock this morning, myself and Ash, who are here with you this morning, will give you another chance to get yourself qualified for that epic trip to Ibiza that we have to go here at Spin. You'll be heading out at the end of September. Details on that, as I said, after 8 o'clock this morning.
And it's that time of year again, the time for Barack Obama to release his summer playlist.
He's such a legend, this lad, isn't
this
he?
Is the most random thing ever, but I actually love when it rolls around every year. If you don't know, he's done this every year since, almost every year since 2015. He basically just posts this like graphic on Twitter out of nowhere and is like, this is the music I've been enjoying this summer. Hope you find something that you like.
He actually does a book one as well, I think. Then,
he does.
At another stage,
Yeah, he does a book one. But for some reason, it's always summer. It's not like end of the year or whatever. It's the summer playlist of Barack Obama. It's so big, there's even a Wikipedia page called Barack Obama's Summer Playlist. And it shows you every song that he's ever put on
Brilliant.
The playlist. Yeah. And yesterday he posted the 2024 edition. And it's always an eclectic mix. There's a lot of new stuff mixed with old stuff. And the first thing I always do whenever I see the Obama Summer Playlist is I scan for Beyonce.
Because Beyonce has featured in the past several times, I think.
Yeah, and I actually went on to Barack Obama's Summer Playlist, Wikipedia.org, and I found, but I think there's been 3 years that she hasn't featured.
Okay.
So she features most years, and usually whenever she has music out, she's there. And I'm happy to report that she is there this year with Texas Hold'em. Wondered was he going to go for an album track off Cowboy Carter?
No, I'd say he just loved Texas Hold'em so much. It makes sense to me. I can see him boogieing to it.
Yeah, can't you?
I actually can.
Yeah. So there are 44 songs on the list this year. Interesting, because he was the 44th president of the United States. But
he's doing a little Taylor Swift on that, dropping a few little, what are they called, Easter eggs.
Dropping a little hint. So we're going to play a game of was this song on Obama's summer playlist or not?
Yeah.
Because I think some things will really surprise you. Have a listen to this one. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth. Shaboozy, a bar song. Was that on Obama's summer playlist this year?
Oh, he's so rogue. You just wouldn't know.
Yeah.
You'd expect something really eclectic and uncool from a former president, but he is kind of cool.
He's so cool.
That song's been number one in America for the last while, I think, or certainly got
there. Yeah, it was huge,
I'm going to wing it and say it was on the playlist.
It was absolutely on the playlist.
Yay!
In fact, it was the first song on the list.
Wow, bit of Shaboozy for Barack.
Bit of Shaboozy. Was this on the playlist? Let's make tonight the weekend. I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait. It was good enough for the GAA to lift the cup to.
It's good enough for the Olympics athletics.
It was, yeah.
I don't think it's good enough for Obama.
It is not good enough for Obama.
I feel like I know this guy. Honestly.
Yeah, you're vibing with him. Okay, what about this one? You're my little boo thing. So I'll give a hoot what you do, say, girl, I know.
You're a little too tame. I'll be shooting that shot like 2K, girl, I know. Another massive song.
Yeah, is Obama a fan of a sub-2-minute song? Paul Russell, little boo thing.
It kind of gives me Shaboozy vibes, that one, now that I think of it back-to-back. Would he go for the double? I think he'd like it, but maybe wouldn't make his playlist.
It is on the playlist.
Ah, crap.
Yeah, a bit of Paul Russell. Is this on the playlist?
Maybe he does listen to Spin. I don't know. I don't think that's on the playlist. I don't think he's aware of that song.
It is. Isn't that a wild one?
Damn it.
I thought that was crazy.
I can't imagine him rocking around the house with that, putting on the kettle in the morning.
I think he fucking does listen to Spin.
Yeah.
Is this on the playlist? Think you can stop what we do?
I really wish it was, but it's not, is it?
In a perfect world, it would be, but sadly, Cabin Crew did not make the cut.
If the gang from Cork and the Lister and Vernon crew made it onto the Obama playlist, I'm sure I would have heard.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
if the Ellen Show was still running.
Yes,
absolutely. It would be on it. Okay, lastly, was this on the playlist?
That's not just on the playlist. I'd say that is one of his favourite songs of all time. I'd say he's the biggest Sabrina Carpenter stan right now.
Well,
no.
Barack Obama's getting a bit of hate because there is no Sabrina Carpenter on the playlist.
Wow.
There is no Chapel Roan on the playlist. Mm. There's no Taylor Swift on the playlist.
Interesting.
Everyone is in his DMs, in his comments. Are you not a Swiftie, Mr. President? Also on the list, a few more Spin tunes. Miles Smith, Stargazing. Tommy Richmond Million Dollar Baby.
Miles Smith from the UK. That's huge for
him. And that song isn't that old.
No, not
it's
at all.
Massive. Yeah. And then mixed in there alongside Bob Dylan, The Rolling Stones, Norah Jones, Etta James. It is truly an eclectic mix.
Very good. Okay, I'm surprised about Sabrina Carpenter, I have to say.
I know.
Thought that was in there.
Yeah, a few of the gals didn't get a look in this year.
He needs to get on this. Bless and Cameron Watson's Kisses. You're on Spin.
Tell me that I'm the one. Say that you love me too. Kisses don't come for free. So what you waiting for? Back to mine. Only five.
Recharged.
Good luck, babe, from Chapel Roan on Spin 103. Good morning to you.
Morning.
Oh, I'm nervous. I've got a lot of anticipation. I've been on about this, banging on about it in the studio for weeks.
You have.
Said, I think I have a game and I think it could be really fun. And this morning is the opportunity on the show to try it out with you. What I love about this show is if you don't like it, it's not going to stick around, okay? This is what we call demo, okay?
Yeah.
And if you like it, great. You'll hear more of it on the show. If you don't like it, I promise I won't be offended. You'll never hear it again.
But the fun opportunity for you is you can be the first ever player of this brand new game.
Exactly.
So it could last for years.
In a few minutes' time, I'll give you the opportunity to play and give you the chance to win up to 5 IMC Cinema passes. But in kind of, again, demo-esque, I'm going to play the game with Aisling, all right? And then in a few minutes' time, give you a chance to enter on this. Just a little kind of overview and where this came to me. I was on an island a few weeks ago, Whitty Island, with my friends, and a hen party arrived off a boat. We ended up joining in on the hen party games, and they were essentially playing an emoji game, okay? I.e. two emojis. It was honey and it was a moon. Fastest finger first, whoever, which is to fill out honeymoon, right?
Honeymoon, very good.
Catchphrase on the TV, you know how that works.
Yes.
I said, we can do this on the radio, can't we? So, Aisling, I introduce you to the game with no name at the moment.
Ah, no name! I don't like that now. I like games to have names, Emma, and you know that.
Well, at the moment, Aisling, this may not see the light of day again.
Right, so, okay, so you're not arsing coming up with a name.
Not
yet.
At the moment, no. Aisling, your theme this morning is places in Dublin.
Okay.
You need to identify them through sound, and I would like you to score all 4 that I have on offer for you, okay?
Okay.
Sound number 1, a place in Dublin.
Very good. Bluebell.
Final answer.
Final answer.
Easy.
And was that that was the bell at the end of a boxing thing, was it?
It was, yeah.
It also kind of sounded like the Lewis, which stops in Bluebell.
Oh, I thought of that too, of course. So
fun fact about Bluebell. I bet you didn't know. Yeah, go on.
1 out of 1.
Okay.
Can we get 2 out of 2?
That was a bong. Or the Angelus, or a church, and a church town, church.
Have a listen again.
Church baby.
Great place in Dublin, that. Final answer.
damn it. What's called church? Church. Churchill.
That was Chapel Izzard.
Oh, damn it.
That is a gecko on 2. Okay. Listen, we're okay. We're okay.
Damn it. That was a good one, though. I should have got it.
3. A place in Dublin. What is this?
I knew what was coming in the second half before I even heard it. Tick knock.
A tick and a knock. Locking it in?
Locking it in.
Well done.
Nice.
Well done, well done. You're not doing too bad.
No.
Are you enjoying the game so far?
I'm raging about Chapel. Yeah, I love it.
Great.
I love it.
Okay, okay. Okay, number 4.
Second clip, little bit weird.
Yeah. A lot of farm animals going on there, isn't there?
But I know a dolphin when I hear one, and that is for sure Dolphin's Barn.
Well done.
Thank
okay.
you.
All right.
3 out of 4.
We're off to a good start. There's not huge hate for the game in the room.
I love it. It's fun.
Okay, okay. So here's your opportunity to play and win up to 5 IMC Cinema passes. For you listening, I'm going to play you this last clip. It is a place in Dublin. And send your answers over to qualify to play a full round.
Trust me, it's great fun. It's a good way to get the mind going of a Tuesday morning.
This is a place in Dublin. Where is it?
Very good.
Do you know what's going on there? Have a listen again. This is a place in Dublin. Your answers on WhatsApp now, please. 087 711 1038. Come on and be really good at it so producer Callum loves it and he can stay forever. Okay?
And you can start thinking up a name.
Get in touch right now. In the meantime, Calvin Harris, Nelly Golding, this is Free on Spin.
What do I say now? You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Mont Smith and Stargazing, you're listening to Spin. Good morning. Exciting show for me personally this morning because we're doing literally a demo of a brand new game. It's been in my mind for a while since I kind of stumbled across a hen party a few weeks ago and got involved in their games. And they were kind of playing an emoji game, i.e. it was fastest finger first among the girls. Mm-hmm. And for example, an emoji on screen, one would be honey and the next would be a moon. And it was like, honeymoon, honeymoon, quick, 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 quick. And of course, we're all familiar with the game Catchphrase. My yep. former housemate Megan was absolutely obsessed with Catchphrase.
I used to love Catchphrase.
She loved it. So we're doing kind of an audio version of this on the show. We played a little demo with Aisling there and I asked you to try and identify what place in Dublin this is from this sound. I don't think anyone had much bother with that, of course. We'll get to the answer. But first, Shelley is on to officially play the first round of the game this morning. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Okay, well, you're my favourite because you're the first person on to play this game. What do you think so far?
Anyway, swords.
Oh, right. You're not even...
Straight in, no kissing, Shelley.
Yeah, this was the qualifying question. Team was a place in Dublin. You're saying swords. Absolutely spot on.
Well done, well Shelley.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
This is the first official ever round of the game.
Wow.
Right? You could win up to 5 IMC Cinema passes here. Shelley, your theme is chocolate. All right?
Okay.
Any sort of chocolate. Could be a chocolate bar. Could be any kind of a brand of chocolate. Are you ready to go?
Okay, I think so.
Best of luck, Shelley. Wakey-wakey now, okay? This will get the brain going.
Here we go. Clip number one.
You asked me what type of chocolate it is.
Yeah.
Could be a bar, could be a brand.
Oh, God. Crunchy.
One IMC Cinema passes. Woo!
Well done, Shelley. Well done, you're off the mark.
Okay, we're on to clip number two again. So, chocolate is a theme.
Milka.
Ooh. Hard to argue with that all the same, isn't it? We've come across our first stumbling block on the show. I was looking for dairy milk, but milk comes from a cow too, so yeah. Cool. Well done.
Very Some of them have multiple answers.
Crap. Okay. On to clip number three. What do you make of this?
Fam Sadie.
Oh, God.
Think about
Skinny
it.
Skinny bar?
Think about it there. Play it again.
Fam Sadie.
What's he saying?
Skinny bar.
Slim Shady or
Slim Shady? Yeah, Slim Shady.
Who is that?
Slim Shady. As Skinny Bar, that's the only one I can think of.
Slim Shady, though. Who is Slim Shady? Do you know?
And the real Slim
Shady? Eminem.
Slim Shady.
Eminem.
There you go.
Very good.
We'll be very lenient on the first round of the game, Shelley.
Very
well
good,
done.
Very good. It's very easy with me. Thank you.
Here we go. You're on to four.
That's a lion bar.
It's a lion and it's ambiance from a bar.
Woo! Very confident on that one.
Shelley, you could win yourself the 5th IMC Cinema pass here for this final one. Here we go.
Oh my God, that's a tough one now.
What's going on there?
Is that an animal?
No, listen again.
That's waves or water or something, is it?
Oh, it's kind of just like a bit like that.
It's like very quiet. It's like you can't really talk properly because you're being really quiet.
Oh, God. No, I think I'm stuck on that one.
That's all right, darling. I was looking for Whisper.
Whisper. Okay, kicking myself now.
However, you did very well. 4 out of 5 on the first game. Thank you, Shelley.
Thank you so much.
Shelley, that was really well done. Proud of you, girl. And you're the first ever player.
Yay, thank you very much. Great game.
Are you into it, Shelley? Where do you think it should come back again sometime?
Yeah, I was really getting into it. Yeah, okay. I actually got all 4. I did. I listened to you. Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Good woman, Shelley. Yeah. It's the game for you.
Brilliant.
Cheers,
lovely.
On.
Thank
Have
you
a
much.
Nice day.
Thanks, girl. Thanks.
Bye. All right, not bad.
Shelley had Daniel Whiffen energy there. She was like, yeah, I got all 4. I'm brilliant. delighted for Shelley.
Yeah, absolutely.
The confidence.
Yeah, listen, I might make it to return. It might not. You might never hear it again. We will we'll discuss off air.
Yeah,
thanks for getting involved.
We'll have some hard talks after the show.
Doja Cat now. This is Boss on Spin. Yeah,
ain't trying to be. I feel very on top of things because obviously Electric Picnic is this week. And last night, I went up to the attic and got the bits down, the bag and
what
the sleeping bag and all.
I was all over this last night as well. On a Monday.
On a Monday, I know. And I'm kind of hoping that today I'm going to go out and get all my bits and have it ready
to I want to be done.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like it can be very stressful when you don't know what you have and what you don't have.
Yeah.
Do you know what I have now? I have a written list. And I've
you don't.
I have a written list.
On Tuesday morning.
On a Tuesday morning, I have a list now that I got out last night. I know exactly what I need to get. I know exactly what needs to be done. I know what needs to be washed. I know what needs to be ironed. I know what needs to be folded. I'm not being that person this year that
You're
cries on the long walk in. I'm not.
And I don't want to be up till 11 o'clock on Thursday. What you've done there is the equivalent of doing your Christmas shopping in October.
I would actually
incredibly
say,
impressive.
I think so too.
Yeah.
On a Monday, the tent is still out air into this morning, Febreze within an inch of its life. Life is good.
Listen, if you're heading down to the picnic, let this be a lesson to you.
Yeah, get on it today. It's
get
not
on
worth
it
that
today.
Stress.
Today's the day.
And I hear there's camping chairs in Dunn's. They probably won't be there by tomorrow.
So okay.
Get on
get
it.
Get on today.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. I like it, yeah. Just wanna
wake up with Emma, Dave, and Ashley. Emma, Dave, and Ashley. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Hello, good morning. What's the crack?
You are with us. Tuesday. Here we are.
You are with us.
Back again.
Why is Tuesday so hard?
It is tough.
It's not great. I had a great day yesterday. I was telling you that I had a tinge of, maybe regret is the wrong word, more just kind of anticipation that I had a long day ahead. Because in a spate of homesickness on Sunday night, late in the evening,
yeah,
I said, do you know what I'm going to do tomorrow? And I alerted the whole family. I'm coming home after work for the day. Home being, I feel like Dublin's my home now, but you know what I mean? Home is where the family is, I suppose.
Yeah.
And they're in Waterford. And normally I would never take on such a task after the early start, doing a round trip on a school day kind of a thing.
That's crazy.
But I did. And it's the second time I've done this. And I think I need to get into it more. It was absolutely grand. It was 2 hours door to door. First half an hour is just trying to get out of the city.
Yeah.
And
that's kind of entertaining.
It is kind of entertaining. It doesn't feel real.
Yeah.
It don't feel like the journey actually starts until you're at the Red Cow.
Yes.
Once you're at the Red Cow, you're like, now I'm on the road.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? The rest is just traffic lights and arsing around, really, isn't it?
Yeah, and the M9, very quiet road.
I have to say, I felt special because everyone was waiting for me. They were all after gathering. So I'd say,
oh, that's cute.
Because my family are much more rural and my granny's much more central in Waterford City, to make my life easier, I said, would you consider doing a 45 spin for me as I'm doing a 2 hour spin for you?
Of course, yes.
So my poor grandmother, she, yesterday morning on the show at 7 a.m, I came on air with my plans.
Yeah.
And that was actually how my granny found out I was coming.
Okay, she didn't know.
She actually did. I wonder if she's listening in and will she cop it from this? So she did. Apparently, she at 7 o'clock no longer listened to our show and went to Super Value to get some bits for the house, realising there was going to be a big gang in on a Monday, whatever. Ah, it was actually really nice, yeah. But big gang of us around. Didn't really get to see my dad. He arrived to hang out with me and was brought off doing loads of jobs with my auntie.
Oh,
so
fair
I
enough.
Just kind of said hi and bye to him. Saw the kids. Obviously was with them an hour and ended up in Smith's with them.
Oh my God, no, please stop. Please don't tell me you bought them loads of toys again.
I bought them little bits.
Oh, Emma!
What's wrong?
These little kids are so bloody savvy. They have the absolute measure of you. They're like, we haven't seen you in ages, Emma. And then it's only just to get more toys from you. The last time you saw them, you bought them like 7 things.
I did. Not yesterday. One thing each. Very small, very small. But I love, Florence is 5 and she has me down to a T, right? We were on the way to Smith's, her dad, me and herself. And she says in the back of the car, yeah, you see, Dad, me and Emma don't really tend to go to Smith's unless we're at Granny's house. And he was like, why is that, Florence? And she was like, because it's just a bit closer. And if we were to do Smith's from our house, it would take like an hour each way, wouldn't it, Emma? She's like, you're way too savvy about all this. Like, you're 4.5 or 5 or something.
Yeah, you need to crazy wise stuff up, Emma Nolan.
So, did the Smith's run, hung out with Granny for a while, saw my dad for the first time, had to leave, drove back in Dublin at 6, all went well. big fan of the whole experience. We'll do it again.
Did you nap in the hard shoulder on the way down?
I actually didn't, would you believe?
Well done.
No, I knocked a coffee halfway down and I was absolutely grand. So
fantastic.
There was no M9 nap yesterday. Great success all round.
So back again then to see Granny today, yeah?
No, I think I might leave it off for about 3 months.
Oh, you're such a terrible granddaughter.
No, do you know that feeling though? If you are, you get that, your parents are,
you know, of course,
not living in Dublin. Where you're like, you sometimes just get jealous being like, oh, my sister can just pop in for tea on the way home from work. Do you know that kind of way?
Or you look at all the weekends and you're like, when am I going to get home?
Yeah.
You're like, I can just go home on a Wednesday.
Yeah, totally.
I'm an adult.
Totally. It's when the summer plans kick in and you realise once you're something on at the weekend, that takes away the opportunity to get home.
I'm just
saying that now for, you know, I own, there's lots of people as well who are in a similar situation in Dublin. So there you go. It's 7 minutes after 8, giving you the chance to win your way to Ibiza next. Hang on.
All right, we are in the business end of summer. We want to finish off your summer with an unbelievable prize. We want to send you and a mate and your partner and your ma and your cousin, whoever, off to Ibiza. Now, I have to be very careful and concentrate while we're doing this bit because for some reason today, I don't know, it's Tuesday, my head is like, my brain's like mush.
Were you out late last night or something?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't out late at all. But I keep saying off air, when are we doing the IKEA thing? I keep calling it IKEA, and just before the news there at 8 o'clock, I very nearly said we want to send you off to IKEA for a week. So can you take over the next bit?
Okay, just for ultimate clarity.
Yeah, where is it again?
We want to send you to Ibiza.
Ibiza,
although, listen, if they were offering up a week prize to live in IKEA, I'd be there in a heartbeat. But let's
be pretty comfortable.
Let's stick with IKEA for now. No! What have you done to me? Let's stick with Ibiza for now. You'll be heading off, leaving Dublin on Friday the 20th of September. You'd have 5 nights there. I did 3 and I was wrecked. You'll be staying in a 4-star hotel in Ibiza. You'd have tickets to one of the biggest closing parties around. It's a fantastic time of year to go to Ibiza. The weather's still lovely, but just starting to calm down a little bit.
Yeah, it's not too hot. Gorgeous.
So your makeup will stay on and not sweat off your face like it did when I was there last year.
You're really selling it, Emma.
No, it'll be lovely and cool. And the closing parties, obviously, just huge parties all around. We'll also sort out your travel to and from the airport in Ibiza, your breakfast sorted at the hotel, travel insurance, and 20 kilograms of luggage as well.
Yes, and this is how it's going to work. Every day across Spin, we are gathering daily qualifiers between now and August 26th. On that day, we're going to put all of our daily qualifiers into a big, massive draw, and somebody is going to win that epic trip to Ibiza.
It's very exciting.
And to qualify, all you got to do now is WhatsApp us the word Ibiza to 087-711-1038. We're going to make a winning call back in 20-ish minutes time, in and around.
At some point between now and 9 o'clock.
Yeah. And if it's us that's calling, you got to answer that phone with something very particular. You need to say the words, Spin, take me to Ibiza.
There's been heartbreak on this over the last few days. We've been very clear on this and there's no lenience, unfortunately. Normally I'd be letting you away with everything, but we're not allowed. Spin, take me to Ibiza is exactly how you have to answer the phone. Not this, which has caused, as I said, heartbreak over the last few days.
Hello.
No.
So sad.
It's awful.
We've had a lot of hellos.
It's a feeling having to hang up on people. I don't like it.
As have Michaela and Steve and Jamie and Shereen. We're all giving away these qualifiers. And it's Spin, take me to Ibiza. As much as I'd love some little jokester to say, take me to IKEA, it's not going to get you on a holiday. So don't do that.
Just remember, you have to be 18 or older to play the Spin Network competition. Full terms are on our website. So again, WhatsApp us right now. The word Ibiza to 087-711-1038. If your phone rings between now and 9 o'clock, answer it with, Spin, take me to Ibiza, not this.
Hello.
Okay, right. Don't think we could be any clearer on that.
No, we're blue on the face.
Get in touch right now with the word Ibiza in a WhatsApp for your chance to win this morning here at Spin.
Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
The other day I was flicking through regular TV, which is something I don't do very often. Just flicking through the channels, see what was on. And I came across this home makeover show. I think it's a Channel 4 show called Ugly House to Lovely House.
Oh, nice.
Have you ever watched Ugly House to Lovely House?
I can't, but I do love Channel 4 and their mad shows.
Yeah, they do have crazy stuff, but this is very generic home makeover show. It's a Channel 4 show with a crazily high IMDb rating. It's got like 8.3 out of 10. I was like, whoa, what is going on at this show? That's a higher rating than The White Lotus.
Wow.
Which is an excellent show. But I'm pretty sure you can guess what happens in Ugly House to Lovely House.
It kind of speaks for itself, I'd say, yeah.
Yeah. So an architect comes in, takes a bit of a rundown gaff, gives it a makeover. But the name Ugly House to Lovely House just made me laugh because I was like, it is the most like unimaginative name for a show ever.
But also you get probably get exactly what it says on the tin.
That's exactly
it. I appreciate that.
I'm like, who sat in a boardroom in Channel 4 trying to come up with a name for a new home makeover show and somebody went, what about Ugly House to Lovely House, James?
Yeah.
And then James like, brilliant, I love it. Like, what? It's so, like, unimaginative. It's so uncreative. It reminds me of that other one where they set up two different people's, like, parents. Your mum, my mum, your dad.
Yes.
It's, again, just so generic. But I kind of like the idea of, like, TV shows just being called, like, what they are.
Yeah, minus the creativity, minus the little bit of mystery.
Yeah, just, exactly.
This is exactly what this is.
So I've actually taken existing TV shows that are very famous and well-known with good, catchy titles. And I've turned them into the Ugly House to Lovely House vibe.
Okay, you simplify them right back down.
I've simplified the name, okay? So we'll start off with Make Paul a Cake. And that would be Great British Bake Off.
Of course. Paul with the lovely eyes.
Alternative title. This show is called Loads of Coins Fall Down.
Oh,
and in reality, it's Tipping Point.
Yes. You know what? I spent so much time recently watching Tipping Point.
Oh, man. I did not go to college. I just watched Tipping Point
every
day. I
don't understand. It's so boring. It's the most boring thing in the world. You're like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. There's a classroom of them.
Oh, my God. Three. Brilliant. That's £150.
Like, there's absolutely no skill to it either. It's
yeah.
Pure luck.
Miriam is Serious. That's Primetime.
Miriam is Serious.
Twirly, sparkly, semi-famous people.
The Irish version of Strictly.
Yes, Dancing with the Stars. And Dancing with the Stars kind of is another one, a bit Ugly House to Lovely House-esque, isn't it? It's very literal.
Dancing with the Stars, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Nigel Farage is covered in worms. That's going to be I'm a Celeb. But only much. That season, I suppose, that Nigel Farage was in it. It doesn't really make sense. Mom, Dad and Kids Hanging Off a Bar. That'd be Ireland's Fittest Families.
Hanging off a bar. Mad Dad Kids.
Everyone Wants to Spin the Wheel.
Winning
streak.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. Rich People, Please Give Me Money. That's Dragon's Den. Alan, Please Give Me a Job. That's The Apprentice.
Very good.
And then my last one is a little bit dirty, but the show is very clean. Open My Box, Noel.
Wow. Jesus.
Oh, no. And that is, of course, Deal or No Deal. With the one and only Noel Evans.
Open My Box, Noel. Charlie XCX is Spin. On Spin, good morning.
I was just telling you there about a program that I was looking at called Ugly House to Lovely House. Such a generic, boring title for a show. So I turned existing shows into kind of generic, literal titles. But I do have to apologise. I kind of went a bit rogue there at the end. I came out with an alternative title for Deal or No Deal.
Mm.
And I called it Open My Box, Noel.
I did think, you know, at this hour of the morning, it might be a little bit much. So
we got a few complaints in.
I'm not surprised, yeah.
Yeah, I just have to apologise. Sincerely, it's no longer Noel Edmonds that hosts that show. It's actually Steve Mulhern. So it would actually be Open My Box, Mr. Mulhern. I'm so sorry for those that I offended there with that one.
And I am just sorry. I'm just sorry. Right, we want to send you to Ibiza in September for the closing parties. You'll be leaving Dublin on Friday the 20th of September for 5 nights in a 4-star hotel. You'll be sorted out with your transport, 20kg of luggage. It would just be the best time ever for you and a friend or whoever you'd like to bring.
Unbelievable. It's completely free to enter as well. We're getting daily qualifiers all across Spain. So if it's not you now, you have until August 26th to get in the draw for this. But what we need you to do is answer your phone with something very particular, and we are so strict on this.
Unfortunately, we have to be, yeah. You've been WhatsApping us in the word Ibiza, so please don't cause us any heartbreak this morning and do what you got to do if your phone is ringing.
Spin, take it to Ibiza.
Yeah! Loud and proud, Hayley.
Well done, girl.
Oh, hi.
This is your insurance broker. Just joking.
How are you this morning?
Oh, good, just on the way to work.
Where are you? Are you in public or on your own?
No, I'm just in my car. I'm just kind of pulling a little bit here.
Have you any annual leave left, Hayley?
Yes, I have 3 weeks left.
Oh, fantastic.
I've never been more jealous of anything in my life. You've 3 weeks left. You mustn't.
I know.
You've done nothing all year, have you?
Oh, stop. I'll just sit it out. Just a little trip down the country and that's really it.
Okay.
Fair so play to you.
You're due a little boogie in the sunshine, are you?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, you're looking towards a very good second half of the year and with potentially a trip to Ibiza thrown in there. 26th of August, we're doing the draw and you'll be in it, Hayley.
Brilliant. Thanks so much.
Best of luck, babe.
Thanks, bye.
Bye. Talk to you later. Now, if you didn't get a chance to qualify right there, don't you worry. More chances all across the day here at Spin with Michaela from 10, with Steve K after 3, and later tonight as well with Jamie and Shireen. We want to get you to Ibiza.
Oh, it is a very big week in my house and a big week potentially on this show. I just told you there that this week is the first birthday of Mr. Plops.
I didn't know Mr. Plops was a kitten.
Well, Mr. Plops is 1 year with us, let's just say. So if you don't know what the hell I'm talking about, a year ago this week on the show, I came with a mega mystery of who or what was after leaving 9 poos in the flower bed on my balcony while I was on holidays in France.
There was a lot going on here because there had been builders in doing work while you were away.
Yes.
And we actually thought, did those dirty devils have a poo in Ashley's veg tub?
I, for a few days, thought some builders had came and dropped one on my tomato plants. I was so perturbed and confused.
You were so upset.
Yeah, until a couple of days later, a small and very cute cat appeared on the balcony and then appeared again on the balcony and again until we realised we ain't getting rid of this cat, okay? We named the cat on the show Mr. Plops.
Because of all the poos.
Because, yes, it became clear Mr. Plops was the one leaving the poos. And I'm happy to report, well, not so happy, but look, it's continuity, still does leave Plops daily on the balcony. It's brilliant. Just where she goes.
Okay.
Mr. Plops, as it has later been transcribed, is a girl, but mm-hmm. Look, Mr. Plops is the name mm-hmm. that's been given. As time passed, we grew very, very close to Mr. Plops. Mr. Plops was coming in and out of the apartment the whole time, but Mr. Plops always went out at night time, and we felt did have an owner. Mm. And again, after a bit of investigation, we found out that the cat is owned by a restaurant on the street that we live.
Didn't you write a little letter and leave it on Mr. Plops' collar for the owner to find or something like
this? Yeah, so Mr. Plops had an AirTag. The AirTag then was gone one day, so I put a little note in the collar and said, send me an email if this is your cat. And they said, yeah, this is our cat, she's very friendly. And they don't mind that Mr. Plops spends pretty
most
much
of
all of her day with us still, I don't think, anyway. But she's in and out the whole time. We absolutely love this cat. Aww. She is so cute, so fun, and she's kind of become a big part of this show.
She has.
Because once upon a time, Mr. Plops predicted who would win the Euros and predicted correctly that Spain would win the Euros. That was just this summer. Mr. Plops' purrs have appeared on the show as well.
We've
live
spoken
recordings
at length about Mr. Plops.
We have.
I feel like this show has
Mr.
become
Plops.
Emma, Dave, Aisling, and Mr. Plops.
Yeah, yeah. And I've never had a pet kind of my own. And like, look,
and
I know.
I still don't.
This is true. This must be stressed. I actually think people from the restaurant listen to the show as well, so I don't want to get in trouble. Don't take Mr. Plops away from me. My parents have had, like, you know, cats and whatever, but we've never really celebrated a big birthday. So I need to throw an epic bash for Mr. Plops, the greatest cat that ever lived. And I would love your help. Maybe you're a pet owner who really, like, spoils your pet, or maybe you're a party planner and you've got great advice on how to
maybe
throw
you're a wedding
a mad
planner
session.
And you know all the people to get in touch with.
Yeah, exactly.
Something epic.
Or maybe you're a fan of Mr. Plops on this show and you feel like you know her personality and what she would love. I would love your help. 087-711-1038. What should we do to throw Mr. Plops an epic birthday bash on this show and kind of just in the world?
Celebrating the feline in your life.
Yeah. Okay. So get involved. What do you think Mr. Plops would really love and deserve for her first birthday with us? 087-711-1038. We'd love your voice notes in on this.
Not even do you know Plop so well? Do you know Aisling so well? You know how big she will be willing to go for this hat. So
this is true.
Throw anything out there.
We're
and you never
hard.
Know it might stick.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
I've just been telling you it's a very big week in my house and on this show because it is a year since we got Mr. Plops. And I shouldn't say got because she's not ours. But since we first came across Mr. Plops is the name that was given to a cat that turned up on our balcony a year ago this week. I noticed her first because she left 9 poos in my flower bed.
You were very upset.
While I was on my holidays. It was a big mystery on the show and transpired that this cat is owned by a restaurant on our street. We named her on the show Mr. Plops. It turned out then that it was a girl. Mm-hmm. We thought at the first, well, we just kind of called him Mr. Plops.
Yeah.
And some people are very shocked to hear this morning that Mr. Plops is actually a girl.
Yeah.
But don't let that, distract you from the task at hand. We need to hold an epic party on the show for Mr. Plops, because Mr. Plops has been a big part of this show, big part of my life. Mm-hmm. She's over in the gaff every day for cuddles.
And if you listen to the show and you know Aisling Bonner at all, you probably, my brain is thinking that because herself and her boyfriend Alex care so much for this cat, I imagine the 2 o'clock, Ash, what should we get for Plops for her birthday?
Yeah.
I imagine that this is actually kind of quite consuming at the moment.
Absolutely.
You have never owned your own pet.
No.
You've never had the chance to celebrate a pet like this in this way. And I think you're missing quite the trick here. Most people are saying bring the cat in on Friday on the show.
Into
the studio. One, I don't think she'd like it in here. A lot of lights, a lot of messing. She could break a few
A lot of cables she could chew through. Mm. She likes a chew.
Would you effectively be catnapping her at that point, considering she's not technically yours either?
Yeah, listen, I'm not going to bring Plops in because, as I said, Plops is owned by the restaurant. I think us letting her into the house is catnapping enough. Mm. I don't need to take her off the street and into a new premises
and
lock her into a studio.
So Plops can't come in.
Plops definitely can't come in. No, that's sad.
I think the biggest trick that you're missing here is the fact that you are the songstress on the show.
Oh,
you constantly write fabulous songs about random things, such as, for example, you've already written a song for Mr. Plops when you realised at one point last year that Mr. Plops was not yours and you couldn't take full time care of her and adopt her essentially because she was owned by elsewhere. You wrote a sad song about that.
And I still find your turds on my balcony since that August day. I think you left me 9, but you were never mine.
You've done it before.
That's
do it again,
true.
This time in celebration. Because Plops is in your life in a part-time way. It suits both of you. It's all good. You're all happy. Celebrate rather than being sad with Plops and perform for her.
That was kind of a sad song. Yeah, that was kind of a goodbye to Mr. Plops. So maybe
which transpired. You didn't actually have to say goodbye.
Well, truly, it was only just beginning. Yeah, maybe I should do a big tune for Mr. Plops.
I think a tune for Mr. Plops would be the very least that she deserves.
Okay.
On her year anniversary.
Okay. I think though, to make it bigger than the last one, I need the help of the people of Dublin. So let me put pen to paper today and I might come back and we might include a bit of a chorus of listeners in the song for Mr. Plops.
See,
for Friday.
I mentioned it to her less than a minute ago and she's already thinking the cogs are already at work.
They are turning. All right, we need to elevate this, folks. I'll need your help tomorrow morning with a song for Mr. Plops.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Oh, she's busy over there now, typing away.
click, 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 click.
This is literally what's been going on over the last 2 minutes. Typing away on the keyboard there, getting all organised, all excited. Here we go.
Listen, you set me a challenge. It's been decided. Mr. Plops, the cat that I have kind of co-opted from a restaurant on the street. She spends a lot of the day in my house. I love her dearly. It's been a year since she first turned up this week and we want to hold a big birthday bash for her on the show on Friday, and Emma suggested that I do a song for Mr. Plops. Yeah. So far,
I think it's the complete obvious solution to this.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Is there anything more lovely than someone writing a song for you?
True.
Stunning.
To elevate it a bit, I think we need our listeners' help. So tomorrow's show, we're going to get you involved in this big epic ballad for Mr. Plops. So far, what I've got, you want to hear?
Yeah, as in this is for people getting involved or just yourself?
So far, I'm working with meow, 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 meow.
Oh, brilliant.
Just figuring out the scale. Meow, 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 meow.
Oh.
That's what we're going with so far. So
that's where we're at.
Yeah, that's what all the tapping was. So we're making good headway.
You were just typing the meows.
Yeah,
meow, 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 meow.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning. 3, 2, 1.
1.
Hello and welcome.
There's been pandemonium in the studio here just while the news was playing wild rows and debates. I just said that I've myself set up lovely for the week now because I made, well, my boyfriend Alex made a pasta bake yesterday. That'll do us for the next 2 days. Bang it in the oven, ready to go. And for lunch, I said I made a salad. And producer Callum said, would your salad not be a bit soggy?
Yeah, sometimes when you make a salad for the full week, I'm like, but it not be manky. My lettuce leaves go brown after like 48 hours.
Yeah, and then I said, well, it's a couscous salad. And then he said, hang on, couscous isn't a salad. And I said, well, there's leaves in it, which I think makes it still a salad.
Would you just eat a bit of couscous for your lunch, Ashton? That's the grimmest thing I've ever heard.
Excuse you. This is a concoction of goodness. There's caramelised onions in this. There's sunflower seeds. There's couscous. There's pomegranates. There's leaves. There's a herb dressing.
Well, how many, like, couscous to me is like on the side of your plate.
This is so good. Okay. But that's neither here nor there, because what happened next was...
Oh, yeah, what happened next? Special, all right, yeah.
Producer Callum said to Emma, do you know what couscous is?
Where did you think I was reared, like?
And Emma is absolutely seething.
Do you know what couscous is?
Like, in Callum's defence.
I understand sometimes, yeah, when it comes to actors and stuff, I would be well-versed. But when it comes to couscous...
Well, I just have to check, because Emma famously doesn't know who Robert Downey Jr. is or has never seen Harry Potter.
Emma, Harry Potter and couscous into the same category.
Well, I'll give you something that's in the same category. Dijon mustard. Neither you nor Dave knew what Dijon mustard was.
Yeah, but that's extra weird.
It's not.
It's just a spicy mustard.
It's such normal mustard.
Just give me mustard. Don't say Dijon. Who's Dijon?
It's far from couscous we were all raised.
True.
Does anybody in this room say couscous?
No, I wouldn't be that bad.
When I was a kid, I used to call it cuckus cuckus. I thought there was an extra C.
There's a lot of C's.
Cuckus cuckus. It's like, now, if you said to me a minute ago, Emma, have you ever heard of cuckus cuckus? I would have said, no, pal, I haven't actually. Wouldn't be versed on that one.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
On Monday just gone, a magnitude 4.4 earthquake on the Richter scale.
Oh, yeah.
Shook LA, the big area in LA. And a sports reporter happened to be live at that time delivering a news report, okay?
Yeah.
And it had an epicenter in El Sereno. It was felt through much of South California around 20 past 12 on Monday. There was no reports of damage immediately or anything like that. But I just found it fascinating when I saw this clip online of this sports reporter. Earthquakes, clearly not really a thing in Ireland. I'd have no idea how to handle myself in one.
No.
But if you are used to them, you just have this air of calm about you, right? I thought this woman was amazing. Have a listen.
Home country in these Olympics.
And it was so much fun to see, particularly the crowd sort of getting behind as we have a bit of an earthquake here in Los Angeles. So we're just going to make sure that our studio lights, everything stays safe, everything's shaking.
Like, she is grand.
Oh my God.
She kind of stands there for literally a second or two. The show is actually just really entertaining now, watching how they all get on, knowing that if it was a real state of emergency, they'd obviously cut off air and evacuate, but they didn't. They kept motoring on.
You good, Mylan? Everybody good? All right. Thank you so much for bearing with us through that. Our studio was shaking just a little bit. Tarsi, if you're still good in the studio and in the, everyone's still good. All right. So this is what I want to show you now. Rebecca, I appreciate you just bearing with us here.
And that is it. They just carry on as normal.
I'm so sorry for the 10 second delay. We just had a full blown earthquake.
Like, I would never be apologizing for that.
Get under it. Thanks for bearing with us while I'm shook from the Earth's core up.
Literally, the way you say that. Yeah, done a bit of a deep dive on this. A Taiwanese news anchor really earned praise for her incredible calm demeanor. This was the strongest earthquake in 25 years there a few years back. And she was delivering the weather when it struck. And like, if you think like, sorry, what I just played you was... like you could see tremors and a bit of shaking.
Yeah.
In this particular clip, like the cameras and the lights in the studio are literally on the verge of falling off, like hanging on by a tether, and there's not a bother on her.
In the tomatoes, that's an earthquake. That's an earthquake.
Oh, wow, that is a real earthquake.
Whoa, that is a real one, guys.
That is real.
Hold on, let's see if we're going to get worse here. Still rolling.
Hey, watch your...
Still rolling.
Yeah, TV above right your traps.
Okay, it's, yeah, we're all good so far.
All right.
Em, you good? I'm really asking.
It's a good shape.
She all right over there?
Yeah, she's good.
Okay. My bad. Sorry, that was California 5 years ago when a 7.1 magnitude earthquake shook South California and caught on camera. Again, I just can't get my head around how calm and chill they are, and I can't imagine what we'd be like if something were to happen here.
Oh my God, I'd be screaming.
Everyone just chilled out.
虽然说呢，镇定是三级以上地区，但老实说，目前的话感应非常非常。
This is the Taiwanese girl, right? She's like, when that's stuff battering in the studio around her, and she's just carrying on, like nothing's happening.
What a pro!
They're all such legends.
8:21 here on the air. We're experiencing very strong shaking. Wow. I think we need to get under the desk.
All right, we're going to go to break. We'll be right back.
Wow. Oh my God. So the two of them climbed in under the desk and then literally cut to an ad break and came back.
Can you imagine like that happening here and then Emma being like, we're just going to stick on a bit of Chapel Roan and hide under the desk.
We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Inmediato. Me voy a levantar y voy a evacuar.
This is in Mexico. Things were pretty bad there. They did evacuate and get cut off air. And again, when it comes to calm, we're back on CNN now.
Earthquake.
Yep.
We're having an earthquake.
That's it. Earthquake. We are having an earthquake. He kind of says around the room.
He's kind of starting to lose it there, I think.
So
that's
Ashley,
crazy.
With that in mind, I would like to see how you might handle yourself should this ever happen in Ireland. There was a report of a mild earthquake in Wexford at some point before. I do think we need to kind of get on top of this and make sure that we're well versed. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hand you a news report, okay? And I'd like you to deliver it to the best of your ability, as calm as you can be.
Okay.
While producer Callum will sit behind you now and rattle your chair quite severely.
Producer Callum's crouching behind me. This is so strange.
Beside me, I have a lot of paper balls and mic muffs I'm going to throw at your face.
Oh, wow.
As you try to recite this news report, okay? So, Aisling, in your own time, over to you.
Okay. Good evening. I'm Aisling, and this is the new news. We're coming to you from Dublin. Today is August. First to our headline story. Well, we are having an earthquake at the moment, but we'll continue on. There's a major development in the regional infrastructure project. I'm falling off my chair. And officials announced today the time that construction of the newest highway. I have to hide under the desk now.
Not so easy, is it?
That was chaos.
That was absolute and utter carnage in here. Wait till you see that video on our Instagram.
It truly was.
At Official Spin
103. Yeah, I don't think I'm well prepped for that.
Nor am I.
I had a lovely afternoon yesterday. I headed down to O'Connell Street to check out the homecoming for the Irish athletes coming back from the Paris Olympics. I just don't want the Olympics to be over, man. I was just like, oh, what more can I do? Yeah. That's Olympic. Other than like watching replays.
To fully drag the arse out of it.
Literally drag the arse. So I went down with my friend and it was packed. The athletes kind of came out around 1:30. I think there was like a bit of a DJ set and stuff beforehand to warm people up. Loads of families there. Loads of like random people just there by themselves, which I thought was just quite cute. Uh-huh. Just people just popping out to support. Lots of like little girls had the little white bow that Rashida Adeleke wears when she runs.
Yeah.
Very, very cute. There was kind of an awkward moment straight off the bat when we arrived, which was funny. Some fella, I don't know if he was like the Lord Mayor or something. He'd loads of chains on him. And
strikes me as potentially a mayor.
Yeah, like, and it wasn't a dollar sign. It was very mayoral chains. But he kind of, sorry, I don't mean to call out this poor man, but he like did like a little speech and then he went, "So are you guys ready to welcome Team Ireland?" And then everyone went crazy. And then he was like, "We'll do that again. Countdown for Team Ireland. 3, 2, 1. A big, massive cheer. And then he was like, "You're back to your host, Marty Morrissey." And I don't think it was his job to announce Team Ireland.
Bit early. It's like hyping up a comedian before they come on stage and then doing it 3 more times.
And there's like another, somebody else is supposed to come on. Because in between him, like, about to bring on Team Ireland, sure, Simon Harris had to come on.
Oh, for God's sake.
So then Simon Harris came on. And now, apparently there was 20,000 people there. That's the number that they said.
Did it feel 20,000 to you?
I didn't think it felt like 20,000. It did. And I was a bit back, like, from, as in I couldn't really see the stage. They had big screens. It was very, very well done. But where we were like was quite spacious, and it was just kind of funny because Simon Harris was like, it's great to be here with what I feel is like half of Ireland, and we were kind of like looking around being like, I could swing my arms quite comfortably here.
Like, we're small, Taoiseach, but not that small.
Space in the Three Arena, you know. So Simon Harris did a thing, and then the whole Team Ireland crew came out in like drips and drabs. So they did the athletics people first, all the runners and all the rest. Then they had the swimmers and the boxers, and there was obviously a bit of merch being sold as well.
Go on, what were they selling?
There was fellas going around, get your Kelly Hardington plaques, get your Kelly Hardington plaques, and it was kind of like a reg plate, you know, like the shape of a reg plate, but it was like Kelly Hardington, and it had her like bite the medal on either side. But it was funny because at the start of the ceremony, the plaques were €5. By the time the ceremony was over, €3. Get your Kelly Hardington plaques.
Brilliant.
So that was fun. A nice little discount. Yeah. If you stuck around till the end. And then the end of it was just the funniest bit. Me and my friend were just, we just like observed because it was hilarious. So all the athletes came on and all the medal winners and all the rest. And then at the end, they went off and there was these kind of, there was big barriers that were covered in like tarp.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were covering buses that were lined up to take all the athletes and all their families back off to wherever they were going. So as the athletes were like lining up to get back on the buses, everybody was like holding their kids up above the tarp, and then next thing you just hear like whoosh, 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 and all the dads are just ripping the tarp to shreds and sticking their kids' heads in the holes. Kids are like passing through their phones, taking tiny selfies in the ripped tarp, autograph books through the tarp. They don't even know whose autograph they're getting until they get the book back, and they're like,
Brilliant.
It was so funny. It was like dads were like in ultimate dad mode last night.
Right, yeah.
And then we met them all in Burger King getting them.
Who? The athletes?
No, the dads.
Oh, sorry.
The dads were getting Burger King for their kids after. It was a lovely day. And I'm just delighted.
Do you think you've had your fill now? Are you done with the Olympics?
I think it was a nice way to close it out.
When you go to Kelly's thing now in Portland Row in a few days' time, or does that feel a bit like you're dragging the arms out a bit too much?
When's on?
I think she's having her own version of it as well.
I wonder how much the plaques are then. 50 cents.
Oh no, come on, I think they'll be up big and then
by
the end
of it. Portland Row, a
tennis. Benson Boone and Beautiful Things. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling. I like that.
So do I.
It's very dramatic. We are playing a game called 1 Second at the Cinema. Can't say I've ever been in that situation. Normally, I'm pretty committed when I get there.
Normally, I'm there for about 2 hours.
Normally, I've paid for the popcorn and I will sit through the film even if I'm not enjoying myself.
1 Second is a real bad movie if you're leaving after 1 second.
It's a terrible review.
It really is.
You're trying to identify what the movie is based on a 1 second clip. And I think we're kind of amazed by this. Yesterday, Shrek 1 was identified like that.
Yeah.
From 1 second of a little bit of donkey's chat.
It's mad how well people know their films.
So listen, this is the second clip today. What movie do you reckon it's from?
You guys ever think about it?
That is 1 second of a film. Can you guess it?
You guys ever think about it?
Standing by this morning is Paddy. What are you up to this morning, Paddy?
I am just actually on the way to work.
Oh, God. A little bit of a later start. Will you be working late this evening then?
I should have been in at 9 o'clock, to be honest.
Oh, God. You're very late, Paddy.
Oh, dearie, dee.
How are the buses? Are they lenient?
I'll be okay. I'll be okay. I'm the manager, so it's okay.
Paddy just dabbed.
Little dab. So did you just have a nice relaxing morning reading the paper, watching the clock, going, do you know what? I'll give it another 20 minutes. Oh, I'll give it another few minutes.
No, I was in the gym and then I had to do a bit of running around, so yeah.
That's setting a great example for your colleagues there, Paddy, are we?
Listen, were you doing the upper body or the lower body today?
Cardio. Class today,
so. And so then he said, Ashua, go on, spin, play a few games.
Yeah, sure, why not? We'll get to work eventually.
What if you cinema posse? Yeah, exactly.
Grand. You're getting me in trouble.
We'll leave you alone. Okay, this is the clip.
Do you guys ever think about
what movie do you think that's from?
That is Barbie, and I don't know why I know that, unfortunately.
Oh, you don't know? Oh, sure, you've never seen it, have you? It's very girly, that movie, isn't it?
So I definitely did see it, Paddy.
He's obsessed. That's Paddy's Friday night. Every Friday night. Let's check.
You guys ever think about dying?
I don't know why I just said that.
I'm just dying to dance.
Well done, Paddy. You won yourself a pair of IMC Cinema passes.
Cheers, guys. Thanks very much. Thank you.
A very productive morning, it must be said, before you even get yourself to work. Good man.
Step on it, Paddy. Get in there.
Come on, bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Do you think we've frightened Paddy?
Yeah, a little. Yeah, Paddy got absolutely roasted there. Yeah, we won't do that tomorrow, but we will play again, and I'll be picking the movie.
Oh, God only knows. Crikey.
I'm just going to pick a random... I'm just going to pick a really obscure war movie and just play you gunshots. Guess that, bitches.
See, with me, a Barbie. With her, it could be some kind of a French film from the 70s.
Yeah.
You need to go... Ashley, there has to be rules to this now. You can't go too obscure, okay?
Of course. I won't do you dirty.
We will play again after 9 tomorrow.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Do you know what I really miss? My housemate Emer. I haven't seen her in 5 days.
Oh.
I know. I'm very close with Emer. We've been living together for like 5 years. We're kind of very codependent.
You are a bit,
of a problem. We kind of can't really do a whole lot without each other. Mm. And she's been dog-sitting on Dunleary all week.
Oh, so she's just in Dunleary. She's not that far away.
But I'm going out to Dunleary to see her today. I'm making the trek to Dunleary from town.
Would you ever relax? Yesterday you went to Waterford to see your family because you missed them. Now you're going to Dunleary.
Because I miss her. I don't know. I'm just having a missing people week, I'd say.
Oh, God.
Don't go anywhere on me, Ashley. I'll be all over you like a rash. I'm actually not. Maybe it's PMS. Who knows?
It's coming. Don't worry, honey.
There's something going on anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I can't wait for a little ice cream and a walk on the pier, though.
Oh, Dunleary is a great spot.
It's my best friend.
Oh. Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.